Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I am excited, as always, to be on the line with you today. I'm so glad that you stopped by just to get a few moments of empowerment. This is a 15-minute empowerment session to empower your soul. Today we're going to talk about encourage yourself. Yes, that's right. You can encourage yourself. Dust yourself off and pick yourself up. There is so much of life to live. You can make it. No matter what anybody else says, you can make it. But first, I just want to say that this show is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and empower young girls with the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. And I also want to say that we are going to be empowering women in the Atlanta area. Yes, that's right. We are opening an Atlanta chapter next Saturday, February. We will launch our Atlanta chapter. If you want to know more about that, if you're in Atlanta or you're going to be in that area, go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. I am so excited that you're on the line because, yes, today is a fabulous day in your life. Today is a day that we are going to be empowered to encourage yourself. Yes, that's right. You can encourage yourself. I tell you many times I've had to do that. If you want to be empowered both in yourself and in your life, you need to develop a winner's attitude. A winner's attitude. Yes, I know I will be the first one to say it is not easy, especially if your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-respect has been knocked down. And if someone has taken a bite out of you or you've taken a beating about just who you are because that's who you are, well, I'll tell you, you can be encouraged. Encourage yourself. First and foremost, I want to say, never give up. That's number one rule. Never give up. Yes, never give up. Life has a habit of throwing us a curveball when we least expect it. And yes, there are times when the going gets tough. There are times when your resolve is tested. And the question you have to ask yourself is this: can I ride this out until the going gets better? Yes, the answer is yes, because it will get better. Believe me, I have been hit a time or two. I've taken a blow, but I'm like the Timex watch. Take a licking and keep on ticking because I win, because the battle is over. We have the victory. Yes, we do. And so I want you to know that. We don't have to fight it out, slug it out. We've already won the battle. And so I'm excited about that, to tell you that today. So never give up. But I also want to say, never giving up and being stubborn are two different things. Being stubborn means you're not teachable, you're boxed in, no one can tell you anything, you know it all. That's stubborn. You won't bend, you won't give. But a winner's attitude of never giving up is, I'm teachable, show me how to win. What did I do wrong so I can go back and do it again? So that's a winner's attitude. Next, always pick yourself up. There will be times when something you set out to do falls flat. You may fall flat on your face, but that's when you have a choice. You can either fall down in a heap and stay there, or you can pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. I've done that many times, and it will be easier the second time around because now you are armed with the information of what not to do. And that's the way that I view life. I look at that and I say, what can I learn from this? Get yourself up, Chris. Dust yourself off. Do it again, because there's got to be a better way. There's got to be another way. There's another thing I need to tell you. You need to be flexible. It's an extension of the second one, picking yourself up. Be flexible. Never giving up is not the same, as I said, as being stubborn. And if you have a winner's attitude, you will recognize that there is more than one way of doing things, more than one solution to a problem. Sometimes you just need to be creative. And I just want to paraphrase this this little quote from Einstein. And it says, you cannot resolve a problem with the same mentality that created it. Let me say that again. You cannot resolve a problem with the same mentality that created it. Flexibility is the key. Be willing to try other methods. That's part of encouraging yourself. I also want to tell you, acknowledge that you're not perfect. You know, I beat myself up a lot, and I'm learning now as I'm empowering you, and I've been life coached, and I'm now life coaching. You cannot beat yourself up and think that everything has to be so perfect. And that's something that we do. You have to create learning opportunities for yourself without falling in that big heap and saying that you're a failure. And you need to challenge yourself to acknowledge you're not perfect. Okay, that's part of what makes you who you are, you know, being able to pick yourself up and start over again. And there's one thing that I've also learned is that you have to respect your weaknesses. Respect them because they're there. The only thing I say about that is if you do not like your weaknesses, then do something about them. Yeah, that's empowerment for your soul, isn't it? Encouraging yourself. And I also want to say you need to accept responsibility for your life. Many times we don't accept our choices and the responsibilities and that we're not accountable for ourselves because we blame other people. I was doing some research, and I did find out that did you know that only 24% of the population actually take responsibility for their own lives? 24% of the population of this world, this is what the government says, actually takes responsibility for their lives. And the other 76% blame someone else for their misfortunes. So we have to start being accountable. We have to look in the mirror. We have to start judging ourselves. And we have to start saying, this are some things about me that I need to change. These are some things that you need to concentrate on in making them better. I'll tell you what you do. Get a piece of paper. Get a pen. I want you to write down for the next, just do this after the show, 2 minutes. I want you to write down things that you like about yourself. And then I want you to take 2 minutes and write down things that you don't like about yourself and keep writing until your 2 minutes up. Then I want you to work on the things that you don't like about yourself, and then I want you to enhance the things that you do like about yourself. And you would be surprised that when you mix them all together, you will become a positive thinker. That's what I want to say. Become a positive thinker. A positive thinking person is more apt to accomplish more in their lives because they can see the good in everything. And then you want to remain teachable. No matter what, you want to remain teachable. I've just given you a few tips from Barbara Rose, who's a mentor and a coach and a teacher, and she has some wonderful, empowering ideas. And I also want to talk to you about that. There's nothing wrong with self-help. There's a stigma in the world today about self-help, getting the help that you need for if you're going through a bout of depression, if you're going through financial situations, if you're going through some marital turmoils, if you're going through problems in your life, about getting help. Help is out there. Please get the help. It's out there. God gives us wisdom to go out there and seek the help because the help is empowering to your soul. Self-empowerment is the most powerful way to express yourself and to take care of yourself. Self-talk. There are times you have to talk to yourself. I talk to myself and say, Chris, get up. You can do this. Chris, come on. You can move it. Come on. Chris, you can do this. It's okay to empower yourself, to talk to yourself. Self-talk is good. If you're doing empowering, talk to yourself. And not only that, when you start to self-talk to yourself, empowering yourself that way, you can speak those same words that you speak to yourself into someone else's life. Self-discovery is huge in finding out who you are, because once you find out who you are, you love that person, then you can love somebody else. You can empower somebody else. You have yet to touch the lives of the people that God has put in your path. You have yet to touch them, but you can't touch them if you're so cloudy about who you really are. Look, I want to give you a affirmation today, and I just want you to say to yourself, today I am productive, creative, confident, fearless, and beautiful in my own way. Say it again. Today, I am productive, creative, confident, fearless, and beautiful in my own way. I love that. I say that to myself because there's only one of you. There's nobody else like you. Nobody else like you. And so in your own way, you are beautiful. Every woman is beautiful in her own way. And when you tap into your own beauty, you won't have to be envious of any other woman or jealous or, as the kids say, hating on somebody else's beauty. You will love who you are no matter what side you are, because someone else's opinion of you is not your reality. You have the final say about you. That's what I love about the way God created me. I can say who I am because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, I want you to do another affirmation with me. But it's about life. Say, today, I choose life. I choose to live, laugh, love, and never give up on me because I matter. You have to matter to you first, and then you will matter to everybody else whose lives you will touch. You have to matter to you. Let's say it again. Today I choose life. I choose to live, laugh, love, and never give up on me because I matter. Isn't that awesome? These are just a few empowering tips. I want to say, if you're in the Indianapolis area, Harvest Girls International is on a 90-day empowerment journey. And the name of that journey is Don't Wait to Win. And we're spelling wait, W-E-I-G-H-T. Yes, Harvest Girls International has joined forces with Weight Watchers, and we have partnered with them, and they are helping us to empower our women in losing the weight that holds us down, the pounds that make us unhealthy. And some women are just coming because they want to be healthy and they just want to be a part of the empowerment journey. And then Harvest Girls International, we're going to help you lose weight, the weight that easily besets you, the weight that holds you down. We want you to be esteemed. We want you to be empowered with self-esteem. We want you to be empowered with determination, and we want you to have self-love for yourself. We want to empower you to celebrate your journey. We're going to have life coaches involved. We're going to have Zumba. We're going to have journals. We're going to have tapes. We're going to have walking journeys. We're just going to have a ball. It's 90 days, ladies, and if you want to know more about it, you can give me a call, 317-299-2166, or you can email us at harvestgirls@yahoo.com and just ask about the 90-day empowerment journey with Weight Watchers. Harvest Girls is empowering you mind, body, and spirit, and Weight Watchers is going to give us a full orientation with the e-tools. You'll be able to use the Internet. They'll give you a connection there. We got a counselor that will meet with us every week. It is going to be off the chain. We're going to give $100 American Express gift card to the Biggest Loser on the journey so that you can buy those new clothes that you're going to need. And we're just going to have a great time. So you have to act fast, though, because the first orientation, the first meeting is this Saturday, January the 29th at 12 noon. And if you want to know location and fees and all that, it's a one-time fee you pay and you're in, and it covers everything else. You don't have to worry about anything else. So I'm just excited for this journey that we're going to be starting, and it's just going to be powerful. We're also going to do a video at the end of this journey, and we're going to talk to you on YouTube and on our website, and we're going to send that video to Weight Watchers corporate office, ask them if they will use us in their commercial. It's going to be awesome. Ladies, I love you. I bless you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. Until we meet again, remember, transformation does begin with you. I love you. Bye-bye now.